I am still in Quebeca, having finished the earthquake response exercise on Thursday and debriefing on Friday. Our USAR RSA-01 team are travelling home on Saturday, and Annette ZR6 Delta and myself are spending a couple of extra days here in the Windy City, before starting the trip home on Tuesday next week. I will ensure that there is a comprehensive report in next week's Hamnet Bulletin as well. And now there is only one picker balloon in the air. ZS1 ERZ-12, transmitting a 10-meter whisper beacon, was launched on the 16th of August 2025 and was on its ninth time around the globe and was last heard on 28th of November 2025 and not heard since. This balloon had a remarkable journey, having nearly completed 9 trips around the southern hemisphere. We are awaiting the launch of the next ZS1 ERZ balloon. It would have been in the air already, but had a mishap during the launch and needed to be repaired. The Mauritian Radio Amateurs balloon ZS6 SRC-81, which was launched on the 20th of November and is transmitting a 20-meter whisper beacon, was last heard on the 6th of December to the east of Mauritius. While this balloon has not yet followed the path of the other picker balloons circumnavigating the southern hemisphere, it has taken another interesting route over northern Madagascar, making a turn over the Comoros Islands, through Mozambique, over Malawi, turning around over Zambia, back across Malawi, through Mozambique, over the southern part of Madagascar, and back around the southern Indian Ocean islands of Rodrigues and Mauritius. We are eagerly awaiting for the launch of the next ZS1 ERZ balloon and the next ZS6 SRC-31 balloon. I hear that there is also another Mauritian balloon being planned. This month, the Geminid meteor showers will be taking place starting from 6 December, and according to earthsky.org, the predicted peak for this year will be at 03 hours UTC on 14 December. In the ARRL newsletter of 4 December, the following article was placed. The Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, or HAM-SEI, is seeking operators and monitors to participate in a series of upcoming meteor scatter experiments. Operations will take place on December 12 to 13 December 2025 over a 48-hour period during the Geminids meteor shower. This is a combination special event and a contest to generate contact data during meteor scatter events using 10 meters on 28.145 MHz and 6 meters on 50.260 MHz. Suggested operating procedures can be found at www.hamsei.org/msqp. No special station equipment is required, but the experiment uses the MSK144 operating mode as part of the WSJTX suite. The functionality is much like using FT8 and is easy to use. For more information on the operating guidelines for the activity, visit www.hamsei.org/msqp-rules. It is unlikely that we can participate in this activity, but locally, Derek, ZS5 Yankee, on the Meteor Scatter Activity Group on WhatsApp, has alerted on the group and will shortly be providing more information. This can be a very interesting time for some meteor scatter activity here in South Africa. To learn more about meteor scatter, take a look at the excellent YouTube video on the presentation that Derek ZS5Y did a couple of months ago. The link to the video is www.youtube.com/watch?Victor=Yankee0MJTQ, Quebec Tango Foxtrot K. capital Papa, 0. Remember, meteor scatter is a patient mode. Contacts over meteor scatter are not instantaneous, like with FT8. Well, that's all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobsza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.